Hello and welcome to podcast 352 of Five Star Potential, your weekly football manager podcast. I'm Duke, and on this week's pod, I'm joined by Paul, aka Mad FM, and Dave, aka Dave as a Party FM. How are we doing, gents?
Do this.
All good, mate. It's all good.
I just want to take this opportunity to openly apologise to a pair of you. I listened back to last week's pod. I don't know what I took before that. I don't know how many drinks I had before that, but I was definitely in a feisty mood, so I do apologise for the accusations and the truths about me phoning your wives and your mums.
Referring to like every pod that's been done before this one, so all 351 previous or just last week?
No, just the last one, man.
Okay, fine. Okay. We'll figure out the rest later.
So, yeah, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologise to absolutely fucking no one. Let's go. On this week's pod, we will be doing the rounds across each and all of our save adventures. For our spotlight, we'll have round two of Mads FM 25 feature roulette. And if we're lucky enough, we might even have a quiz. This is out of date from Dave as a part. It's not Dave because Dave played football tonight and he was too busy. So it's Mad FM quiz. So hopefully we might be lucky and not have a quiz. But before we do any of that, lads, what have we been up to in the last few days? And what do we have any winners or losers to note that you'd like to discuss? As Real Madrid go 2-1 up. Look at that.
Wow.
Wowza.
Dave? Well, I was going to say. What have I been up to?
Let's go.
Yeah, so it was bank holiday, wasn't it, for us last weekend just before recording. So I had a pretty chilled one, to be fair.
Nice.
Watched the Wolves game. We got spanked by Man City. Went out for a few drinks afterwards.
I don't think there was any football on at the weekend, Dave.
No. I met up with a Chicharito on Monday, mate, and the rest is history.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You met Javier Hernandez?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Might as well, yeah. Yeah,
brilliant. That was the only ball that hit his face.
Yeah. other than that, not much. Played a little bit of FIFA with Raz and Jace. You weren't present, Duke, on Sunday.
Yeah, no. Invite must have got lost. I'll be honest. I did a little bit of testing on stream. That must have been the weekend, to be fair.
Friday, that was because you were calling me to play.
Yeah, I streamed playing clubs, and it went horrendously. I mean, the stream did really well. It handled it and all that jazz, but yeah, it wasn't great. So I kind of retired. I've had a mini retirement from pro clubs at this moment in time.
Yeah,
Matt, but what about yourself? What you been up to, mate?
Quite one. Sorry.
Well, I'm straight away loser of the week because I haven't played like FIFA or EA or any of these games since about the year 2000. And yeah, there's no point asking me to go join clubs anyway, lads. Let's just go with that. Not that you would have anyway.
We wouldn't anyway. Can I quick question? Just for the YouTube listeners and watchers, what shirt you got on tonight?
It's Las Palmas.
Okay. I would not guess that. I would have gone Sweden home jersey.
Yeah, it's a random one. I told you a few weeks ago I finished up in work, but my boss, big football fan, he's from Gran Canaria and he's a big Las Palmas fan, so basically every week I chat to him about Las Palmas and he'll chat to you about Newcastle, and he gave me a Las Palmas top when I left, which is nice. Nice touch. Okay. I like a good jersey collection, as we well know. I'll have to manage them in FM now just to get the value out of it, but that's for another day.
Yeah, can't wait to watch you get set from there, is that?
My record in Spain isn't great, too, is it?
It's not, is it? No. That sort of neck of the woods, mate. You're not too good at it, are you?
No, not really.
You
not
could do a
much.
Regional save there, though, couldn't you?
Could do, actually.
Bilbao.
Yeah. It's quite isolated in Canaries, yeah. The region area is going well, though. I suppose, you know, Dave, you mentioned bank holiday. I got a lot of streaming time in last weekend, over the long weekend. Actually did finish the season. I'm sure we'll talk about that. So, yeah, big up the region area. So many lads have started trying it. A lot of the guys that have been popping up in the chat. And I actually spent a bit of time, lads, on another FM podcast this week. I think it's out tomorrow as we record, with Tony and RDFs talking about the region air. So a bit more airtime for that. The region air, which is cool. But winner of the week as of tonight, lads, is officially ex-Newcastle United legend Hossaloo, because he's just scored twice to put Real Madrid probably into the Champions League final. And yeah, never did anything in Newcastle.
My question to you, Matt, is how many times did you mention the five-star pod on that pod?
A good few times.
Less than five, it was plugged. You're not allowed. Yeah. Sorry?
It was plugged. Your name was mentioned. Yeah, don't worry. It's all about the five star pod.
Yeah. What was said about you?
Yeah. He'll have to wait until that pod is released because I prefer not to speak.
I'll be honest, man. I don't listen to Football Manager podcasts. I think it's really weird that people listen. I think it's a lot weird that people. No. Oh, look, Dave, straight in. Oh, was I mentioned?
I'm bothered. I ain't interested.
I'm sure you're. I'm sure there was a name drop for you, Dave, but it was a week ago when I recorded, so I just can't remember.
You're Irish. You've had about 60 pints since then.
Yes, yeah. True story.
Fair enough. Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Sorry?
What have you been up to? Tell us.
Oh, man. I've been doing a lot of housework. We're pretty much tomorrow. No. Was it Thursday tomorrow? Saturday. We're officially starting the extension. So I've done a lot of prep work for the extension. I've had to build a shed, install a car charger for my car I've just bought. I've had to do work in the office and move my camera so I don't look like I'm sucking everyone off, as Joe put it.
Tell me about this shed, you had an assist with this shed, no? Was it everything you wanted and more?
I think it's probably best that we keep that offline.
I don't work there anymore.
I'll just send you the review that I put in for it. It's a good job that I paid 50% less than what it was advertised for.
As I mentioned in the review.
Fucking hell. It wouldn't be a wonder kid anyway. I wouldn't say a five-star shed.
Fair point.
But I've done lots of work in the house. Been very productive, to be fair. And now I'm knackered and I've had 2 days off work for the last 2 days. And I plan to do a lot of streaming, a lot of Siren Town. And I've not touched it. I've just been watching other streams and just chilling, which is quite nice. But now I sit here on Wednesday night thinking I've done nothing for 2 days. And that's very kind of, I don't like looking back at the time and going, oh, I wasted that. But I did nearly hit a 180 last night, this afternoon on darts. So wasn't entirely wasted, if you know what I mean. Let's move on before Dave just shouts out bullseye randomly. Dave, you teased us. You said last week that we should be listening to you talking about how you're going to lift the Champions League trophy.
Uh-oh.
I'm not even looking at the cameras to see what Dave's face is looking like, but you can over at YouTube. Kind of
he has the guiltiest face you'll ever see.
The link is in this podcast description. You can go and check out Dave's facial expressions over there. He's took his hood down now, so he doesn't look like an absolute ute. But what is it, Dave? Have you won one, or are you letting us all down yet again?
I'm letting you all down yet again, but it's promising signs at Palmeiras, because I'll tell you very quickly the story. So I think when I just joined before the last pod, and we'd drawn Corinthians in the knockout stages of the Champions League. So I joined, I think my first game in the league, I won 5-1. You know, unbeaten basically up until that Copa Libertadores game. And we actually played Corinthians the game before in the league. And I beat them 2-0 at home. I thought, right, we're better than these. First leg in the second round, beat them 3-1. I thought, mate, we've got 1 foot in the next round here. Win the next league game, and then we play Corinthians away in the Copa Libertadores second round, second leg. So we're 3-1 up on aggregate. We go 1-0 down after 2 minutes. I'm like, shit. Mm. I was like, how do I approach this now? Do I keep my system as I normally play and just go at them? Do I try and time waste, change the system? And we ended up losing that game. We were 3-0 down at half time. And I thought, even if we get a goal here, but we lost that game 4-0, knocked out of the Champions League. And I was so peed off because we were 3-1 up on aggregate. So I just thought, they were out of the cups as well before I even joined. I thought, let's focus on the league. So in the league, after then, I lost just twice, drew just twice. And I thought, they were like mid-table when I joined, but we were top of the league for a while. But we had a couple of those draws slowed us down a little bit, and Corinthians were breathing right down our neck. So we're last three games of the season. One game here, we were 3-0 up. I ended up drawing 3-3. Penultimate game of the season, I won 6-0. I thought, so sound, all I've got to do now is win my final game and I win the league. Final game of the season against my old team, Red Bull Bragantino, and they beat us 3-1. So we ended up losing out on the league title. That was never the aim. The aim was never to win the league, but lost out. And the Corinthians won the league. They ended up winning the Copa Libertadores. So we sort of lost the eventual champions, but there's so many quick and small narratives in that short time that I was there. I'm still there now. So we're into the next season now. We're in 2036. Currently, pretty much doing the Sao Paulo State, which is the sort of pre-season league thing they do. I've qualified for the quarterfinals of that. We've lost one game, won the rest. And our Copa Libertadores group is, I think, is it Bahia? B-A-H-I-A. They're a Brazilian team. Boca Juniors and a team called Bolivar. I'd assume they're from Bolivia. They are. Mm. So I've just got the first two group games done. I drew the first game to Bahia 2-2, sorry. And then Boca Juniors, I beat 6-1. So I'm fairly confident that I'm going to get out of this group. In terms of transfers, it was quite an interesting transfer window because the team was so strong last season. And I thought if I keep this same core of players, we should, to be honest, we should win the league. But there was so much interest early doors. We had a centre-half called Jose Mario, only 21, but attributes just phenomenal. 6 foot tall, great centre-half. But then he was Liverpool, Bayern, they all wanted him. He had a £13 million release clause, so he went very, very quickly. I had a central midfielder called Fabio, again, a very good player, but I had a lot of interest in him from like Spurs. But if you remember last week, I said the club were in like minus 50 million. They were 50 million in debt. So I thought I'm going to have to try and get rid of a few players here, let out a few fringe players. So overall, I've received £63 million in money. I have spent about £48 million back again to try and bolster the team. But with TV rights and stuff, we're actually positive now. We've got £8 million in the bank of the club. So to go up close to £60 million in like 6 months is unbelievable, really. And yeah, we've improved the team and we're doing all right. But yeah, so unfortunately, no more silverware yet in the bank. But you know, I am intrigued to see how it's going. The one, very quickly before I let you boys jump in, the one that I'm really interested in, I was talking to somebody about this. The wages is quite mixed. So my lowest earner, who's my new centre-half, is on £8,500 a week. My highest earner is my striker, who's on £300,000 a week. Whew. After him, he's on £300,000 a week. But to be fair, his ability and potential are both 4.5 stars. So this is the quality of player he is. Our next highest earner is £145,000 a week. So he's over £150,000 more than anybody else. And there's a lot of interest in him, but he's very, very good. So I've got to keep hold of him for now. He's only 26 as well, but I didn't give him that contract. I can't believe a Brazilian team are paying a player £300,000 a week. It's just phenomenal. But yeah, we've got a good team, strong depth. So we'll see how it goes.
Dave, in the words of a mother, I'm not angry with you, Dave. I'm just very fucking disappointed, mate. I thought this was it. I thought you've said this so much. Oh yeah, next time, next pod.
I'm not gonna say it this week because so now next week I will win it. I've said it again, so I'm not putting any pressure on myself. What will be will be.
Dave, we used to have a man that used to hang around this parish by the name of Curti FM, who was very well renowned for getting rather angry at the game and banging his desk and putting his fist through his monitor. How have you or have you not been tempted? Like when you're getting to a certain point.
So I remember when the funny thing is about this save at the moment, and I'm playing a lot of it at work. So like I'll have it on the Service Pro on the desk at work and I'll play it there. So I think that particular game, I remember this was Saturday at work. We're quite busy at work for people coming and going. I had the laptop on charge in the corner of the office. And I'm 3-1 up, and I just sort of played this game through, and I was getting pissed off. I was so angry at the game, but I'm not an overly angry or emotional person anyway, so it didn't wind me up too much. But at the back of my head, it was like, am I ever? It just feels like at this point, it's just another save. It's not like I've got a goal to win. I've still got to win four more Champions Leagues, and the save's been going 12 seasons. You know, some people don't even play 12 seasons the whole of FM, and I've only won one Champions League.
I'm one of them.
I have got to knuckle down and carry on. But like I said, the squad's strong now, and I'm just a full focus. I ain't bothered about the league. I think this is my issue. I keep trying to balance things too much and trying to worry too much about the league and worry too much about the cup competitions, where ultimately I just need to go all out. And I've got like 80, 90 million still in the bank for this team, like in terms of transfer budget. So why don't I spunk it? And I ain't bothered about Palmeiras' financial situation, if you know. But there's not a lot of good players on the market, if you know what I mean. Good players that are value for money as such. So I'm in Brazil, you are restricted a little bit in terms of, you know, reputation and the type of players you can bring in. So I'm confident in this. We are, in my opinion, the strongest team in Brazil. So you would hope across two legs we can beat everybody else.
Duper, you confident?
Yeah. Yeah, I got all confidence in Dave. I just want to kind of end this little save update with just acknowledging how amazing your parents are, Dave. How lovely family you've got. Just because when I clip this up and send it to your folks, the fact you've not been
working.
My
mom sits there. She knows. I do emails, and whilst I'm progress, what I'll do is play a match. And then as long as it's outside the transfer window, I'll holiday to the next match. And whilst that's 7 days or whatever is holiday, and I'll do emails or do social stuff or whatever.
You're playing two games at once. You're doing office admin and FM admin.
Yeah, exactly that.
You're multitasking. See, this office might manager be a problem. 24. Maybe if you just quit the work.
Yeah, right? Focus on FM.
And focus on FM. Come on, Wiz. I need you to be serious here, Dave.
I sound like Tim Sherwood now, but my win percentage as a manager is 72%. I'm fucking good. I've got a good
Dave,
record, but
G-lay
I just
on?
Can't win Champions League games. Huh?
Why you got a gilet on?
at Palmeiras, I've played 38 games and won 27. Just 4 of the 38.
It was just, that was the important four.
In my
though,
career, right? I've had 649 games. I've lost just 102.
Wow. How many saving reloads in that?
I've won 12 cups, but only one of those is the Champions League.
He's a lot more work done in his FM career than his actual career, by the sounds of it. Yeah.
You say, if anyone out there wants to buy a fireplace from a half-hearted salesman, you know where to go to. Mr. Dave has a party.
If he looks away, you know what he's doing. You can just help yourself.
Yeah. Just make sure he's on a winning streak and then go in. You might get a better discount. Mad, talk to me about your save. Have you been sacked?
Let's start with I have not been sacked. However, this might be quick because Jesus Christ, the way this ended. Excuse the blasphemy, but okay. South Shields, Region Air, Lower League, Northeast only. We talked about that last time. I think the last pod, I was about halfway through the season and we were fifth in the league. So in the Vanarama National League North, the team that wins the league goes up automatically, and then second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh all end up in a playoff. And the seed.
I could have told you all this.
The first two. Yes. Well, just in case anyone doesn't know, I'm obviously learning on the job, like Dave. So we were fifth in the league after about half a season. I was mentioning we were having a bit of beef or a bit of barriers in terms of this so-called takeover that was happening. We went like 3 months where literally every week I was getting about 4 inbox items saying takeover on the rocks, takeover talks continue, takeover on the rocks, takeover talks continue. That went on for 3 months, which kind of prevented us from doing any kind of incomings or outgoings or anything that's really part of the region air in terms of off-pitch activity. So kind of had to ride the wave there. Eventually that went through. The takeover was complete. It was a fan board, as we said, Dupe, and there was no investment at the end of it. So a bit of an anticlimax after all that. But on a positive note, we originally had the youth intake preview, which had told us the usual spiel of golden generation, 5-star intake. And then when you look on the left, it actually kind of just implied that we would have one good player coming through and everyone else was gash. That's exactly how it materialized. The intake came around and it did, again, it did reference that this was a good intake, but only one player was actually good. But this player for this level was actually really good. And Dave, maybe we'll get a profile on screen. 15-year-old Stephen Howell. I do need to update the new GAN face pack on this one. So Stephen Howell, born in South Shields, which is great for the region here, comes through the intake. Position wise, he's down as his best role is on the left as a wide target forward. Now, he's not the quickest, but again, remembering we're in tier 6, he has passing of 14, first touch 10. His long shots are 10. His free kick taking is 10. Decisions 12. Composure 12. Off the ball 11. His determination is 12. Bar the kind of pace 9 and 7, which again, remember, he's only 15. This is a really good player for that age at this level. And I'm just mentioning him now because we're going to come back to him when I get to the end of the season update. So back to on the pitch matters, I guess. And one of the things maybe we'll talk about another day, lads, is players that go out of form. So Dylan Stevenson is a striker who's on loan from Newcastle at South Shields when we start the save. Was flying it pretty much at the top of the goal scoring charts. He went on a terrible run of form. I mean to say he was offside all the time. He was missing like the easiest chances you'll ever see. This is all happening on stream. We were talking about in the chat. We dropped him for a couple of games. I was warning him about poor performance. But ultimately, like, he is one of the best players in the league. He just wasn't doing it. So we went through all those kind of motions. Then as we go into the kind of the last kind of run of, let's say, the last 15, 18 games, he started banging again. And the man, I just wrote it down actually earlier before we hit record, he scored 14 goals in his last 17 games, which was like, you know, bosh. And ultimately, he finished with 34 in the league. Now, the one thing I'll say about this league, even though it's a 46-game league, and I'm just skipping to the end of the season, he finished on 34 goals. He was the third highest scorer in the league. The top scorer scored 37 goals in 46 games. Behind him, it was 36 and then a couple of 34s. So, serious amount of goals scored at this level. But his form, I guess, combined with our own form, a lot of up and down, we would win one or two, then we would lose, then we'd win again, then we'd lose. We brought ourselves to a point where, with two games remaining, second was out of the question. Third, we weren't too far off. But ultimately, I was going to, like, you know, we should wrap up fourth here. And the thing about fourth place is it guarantees you a home draw in the first round of the playoffs. So second and third are automatically in the second round of those playoffs. They're seeded. And then the next two, which is obviously fourth and fifth, end up getting a home draw. Naturally, what happens? We go into the last two games, lads. 0-0 and 0-0. No goals in those last two games. But it kind of worked out okay. We ended up finishing fifth, which obviously in the end still gave us that home draw. It just meant that instead of playing the team who finished, second or seventh, it would be one higher up. So a bit of narrative then. We ended up with a playoff draw against Blyth Spartans, who are neighbours of ours in the Northeast. And this is where it gets angry, Dave. And that's why I was interested to hear, does your save makes you angry? Because good God. And again, live on stream, I was trying not to lose my mind. We go 2-0 up against Blyth in the first round of the playoffs. We then conceded. And then on the 92nd minute, we conceded again. And we went to extra time. Now, our players are knackered. Fitness is what it is. Extra time ticks along. Right. And again, on stream, all I have in chat is, let's bring on the 15-year-old Stephen Howe. So we do. 120 minutes plus. The ball lands to Stephen Howell, slides a pass across, and our centre-back, signed on a free transfer, Luca Murphy, smashes it into the top corner, and we win 3-2 to prevent it going to penalties, and we go through to the next round. So we've gone from anger about conceding a two-goal advantage to then bringing it back and winning 3-2. Exhale, sigh of relief. We then go into the second round of the playoffs against a team called Buxton. Now, Buxton had been top of this league the whole season through, and then they bottled it in the end. It was Scarborough who overtook them.
There's a joke there, Mad.
There is, about bottles and waters, yes.
Buxton water, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I only know it from airports.
I don't know if you have that in Ireland. Yeah. Do you have clean drinking water in Ireland?
We don't have water. We definitely don't have Buxton anyway. And Buxton won't be welcome in Ireland because, well, we go into the second round. Now, by this point, we play two strikers. Stevenson, as I mentioned, another guy, Blackett. One of them was injured, kind of orange injured, and the other one was like half crocked in terms of fitness. So a little bit of concern there. So we ended up having to play a 17-year-old striker who was already on the books when I started the save, Albie Fletcher. We took the lead twice in this game, and he actually scored one of those goals. So we went 1-0 up, then it was 1-1, then we went 2-1 up. Then they equalise on 73 minutes. So it's 2-2. Now, this is a team who's been in way better form. We hadn't taken any points off them this season, I believe. We definitely hadn't beaten them. We then get to the 91st minute of the second playoff round. And they scored and beat us 3-2. And knocked us out of the playoffs. And consigned us to a second consecutive season in the Vanarama North. So you can imagine the emotions. We did it in the first playoff round where we went dead. Yeah, if anyone's not watching on YouTube, you should be, because Dupe is pissing himself laughing here.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that.
So obviously the emotional turmoil of going up in that first one where we scored in the 120th minute and then we conceded.
Tell me what it's like, because I've never lost that. I actually got promoted straight away. I think I won.
You play offline, Dupe. I do all my save on stream. You know, it's totally
different. I was on stream that day, mate. I was on stream that day.
One day, Dave. You remember that conversation, that one time? But anyway, look, really good season overall, considering, you know, we were really, really limited in what we could bring in players-wise, staff-wise. We've not been able to make a huge impact. That takeover thing for the 3 months just was a blocker. But really enjoying the save. It's great to be in the region air. As I said, it's been driving a hell of a lot of interest. Loads of guys actually have started doing it once more. I've shared my filters, you know, the Northern Boys filters we use, where there's like 84 places of earth plugged in. I must have shared that 15 times in the last kind of 2 weeks, which is cool. So save going well, but a bit of bitter end to that season. But equally, you know, where this club is nowhere near ready to go up. You know, I mentioned the finances, they're non-existent. So we're going to need to figure out what I do in there in the summer. I haven't gone anywhere yet since then, but I don't know what we're going to do in the summer. Zero cash monies.
Okay. I just thought I'd let that sit just a little bit because...
Yeah, I didn't like that silence. <though.
laughs> Yeah, no, I just thought that silence was perfect. Yeah, I mean, it's upsetting for you, Mad, isn't it? To put all that hard work and effort in and get nothing. Because basically what you've done there is you just wasted a year. Wasted a year of your time and wasted a year of your mate's time.
And your time, seeing as you're hanging out in that stream a lot, Doop. You know,
mate, I support you. I tweet you. What more can you ask for? Hey?
Hand job?
What more can I give you? I'll tell you what I can give you, Mad. I'll give you a little update what's happened at Cirencester, if you like.
Do it.
Not a lot. Not a lot. We've done a stream on pre-season and we're struggling. Big, big time, Mad. So when you get up there, you'll know what it's like. But we're in League One now and we have nothing. Like, we have next to nothing available. And it isn't the finances that I'm struggling with. What it is the fact that we just don't have the reputation. So I'm going in and I'm trying to pull players and they're going like to teams three leagues below me because they've got a better reputation and it's very, very tough. Also, what doesn't help is I'm looking to play a back three. We're a three-man midfield, two wing backs and then two strikers, and that's quite tough also. However, I've picked up a couple of good players. And you mentioned in yours, Matt, about the new Gan faces.
Mm.
And actually, I've got to grab it up now. Somebody actually made contact with me. So if there's any listeners out there that can help me with this question, feel free to answer via DM on Twitter or whatnot. But a chap's reached out to me about he's struggling with getting it onto his Mac to work. So if anyone knows how to do that, got a video or a link, let me know. Because I'm a man of the people and I want to try and help out. Mm-hmm. So there you go. But yes, one thing because we're picking up a lot of new gens now, the faces that are coming through just makes the save incredible. Dave, yeah, if you don't mind just linking the article down below, because it is a save changer. Like, it does make it look so much nicer. I got a chap brought in from Ipswich, up the Ipswich, by the way. Big love to them. Quality on the back-to-back promotion. But he's called Barry Wright. Which just made me laugh anyway. But he's a striker. He's got 15 finishing, 11 composure and 16 acceleration. The rest of his attributes are terrible. So I know we spoke about last week about strikers. So he's definitely going to be the one that's going to poach and try and knock it back in.
Permanent signing? Was that a permanent signing? Just out of interest.
No, a loan signing, mate. Yeah, loan signing. A lot of them are loans. One thing I have been able to do is pick a lot of the loans up from last year that have run out of contract, and then because they've had a year with us, they kind of get the club and decided to come back. But one thing I have done is I brought a chap called Matteo Dashi in, who actually starts off in Albania. And I'll be honest, I didn't think we'd get him. He's come in, I've got him on a permanent deal. He's worth now just shy of £325,000. He's got 16 dribbling, 16 first touch, 15 technique, 12 passing, 13 vision. So like that AP support, that kind of shadow striker role, he is going to be perfect for that. Good natural fitness, good strength, good at mentals. And I'm really excited to see how he works. He looks like actually he is in the game when I start the game up by the looks of things. And he's actually at Crystal Palace. 23. Yeah, 23. He would have been in the game from the start. So he's not actually a new gen by the looks of things, but yeah, very, very happy with him. And like I said, we've got him on a 2-year deal, promotion. If we get promoted, we'll be able to add another year onto that deal, which will be quite cool. The one big thing for me, because I know this is going to be a tough season, is I've been able to sign a 4-year deal at Cirencester. So it gives me that little bit more that they're not going to just sack me, which I don't ever see them sacking me. I'll be honest, because we did what Matt did and just clicked the button where they can't sack me. No, I'm joking. like at the moment, I'm A+ everywhere. We're well above where we should be. So I am hoping that will kind of push us on. But yeah, a 4-year deal, which means it's very hard for them to sack me now. That's really good. Spent a lot of time getting all our staff in, where we're actually probably above average on our staffing levels now. So I'm really chuffed with that. And we're starting to bring in players instead of just loaning them now. Another one that we've brought in was another striker called Dave Treadwell. He's great on his feet, apparently. It's just another good striker who will in turn get us money. He's definitely a new gen, but his face is quality. We signed him from Oxford United on a free. And it's just, yeah, he's a bang average player. But again, it's just nice to have players that are our player. So at the moment, we've only got two loans. And one of them is a chap that we actually sold to Rotherham for £180,000 into the Championship, and then agreed to loan him back for us. Bush. So we signed him on a free last year, sold him for £200,000, and I've got another year out of him. And the best bit is, when he played for us, he was on £2,500 a week. We sold him for £180,000, and then I've managed to get him back on loan for a season with £0 a week. So I'm giving no contribution to it. So that's really, I mean, I think we've done really well there. That's a good bit of business. The only thing that's a bit annoying is because I don't have such a big scouting team, a lot of our scouting recommendations are out of date. So when you click on one that's, for example, hasn't got a club, because when I must have done them, it tells me that there is a compensation fee I've got to pay. And then I have done a little bit of a test where I've kind of gone, yeah, I'm going to sign that guy, click to sign him. And then, well, it says I got to pay £500,000. Go into my budget. I clearly haven't spent £500,000 compensation. But it's just because we are, you know, I'm looking at players that were kind of scouted 6 months ago. So yeah. I guess that's with their 6 months left on their wages. One that keeps getting away, and we are pushing, a young lad at Derby. He just will not sign for us. He's a left winger, Irish chap. You might know him. He's sat in the under-21s at the moment. Put Dave as a party.
Three.
He's wanted by League Two York. He's wanted by League Two Colchester. He's wanted by Vanarama National League Barnet. And he's wanted by Cirencester. And he won't come to us. He has no interest
Chief.
In joining us whatsoever on loan. And he would be our best left back. But yeah, you know, everything screams that he would be awesome here. Yeah, he's just too fucking big time to come down to Cirencester. We've played a shit ton of friendlies. We've been able to play some Premier League sides as well. We had a game against Leicester where they actually fielded quite a good side and we lost 3-2 to them, which was pretty good. And then we played Southampton and got smashed 3-0. But we've just been loading the friendlies up just to try and get some more money in the club. So we kind of started the pre-season negative £300,000, I think it was. £348,000. We sold somebody for £200,000. We've then gone and chucked a load of friendlies in, and our gate receipts for just July alone, and we're on the 23rd of July, and I've got 4 more friendlies to go, including Tottenham as well, all at home. And I've got £500,000 worth of gate receipts just by playing the biggest teams possible. And obviously, that's brilliant, really. Like, that's going to help us out massively. So the money, I know Joe mentioned it a while ago, and he kind of mentions it a lot about doing these cups. They seem to have been nerfed now. You don't seem to get the money you want for the cups, but the just getting home friendlies ties the home just free, seem to be really
I'm the same. Really, I think it's always well. The home friendlies that work out well, yeah.
Yeah, and like, to be fair, like the Southampton and the Leicester game was basically capacity. Everyone else has just been around about the 2,000 mark. I've got 4 games in a row now, which is teams that we should smash, i.e. Cricklay Town up the road, you know, Blunsdon up the road in Swindon, Brinscombe in Stroud, Fairford in like Fairford. But these guys is like, these are like 1-0, you know, we should be winning these 10-15-0, but we're still getting over 1,000 people coming to these. And that's still a lot of money in the bank, you know, and these are little friendlies that I'm playing my, just to kind of work the system and kind of see what we can do. I'm really interested to see how we get on early doors. We got some tough games against Charlton, Lincoln, Barnsley, who we came up with, and Oxford United. But we've got a massive, massive first round EFL Cup against probably the biggest team in the Midlands, West Bromwich. And their manager at this current moment in time is a young Andy Carroll, right?
Brilliant,
and
man.
I was like, well, that's really weird. But when you actually look at his attributes, he's got 17 mental, 18 working with youngsters, 19 motivating.
You know, basically, when... You know what? So, you know when I lost in the Asian Champions League last week to that Saudi team? So, it was Al Ittihad. Their manager was Bradley Dack.
Really?
You know the lad that plays for like Sunderland, is he at the moment? Yeah.
Yeah.
What on earth, man? What a mad, mad game.
Whenever you say that, it just reminds me of Soccer AM with Bob Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite good.
Loads, man.
There is some strange dealings going on in the championship, but yeah, that being one of them. Andy Carroll, who seems to be actually a very good manager. For example, one strange thing is Bournemouth's manager is an Italian defender who probably won it all at Milan, Nesta. Like,
jeez,
of all people, like for him to go there is mental. Brentford have got Luis Boamorte as well. Which is just fantastic. And I'm just going through them now. And I think that's probably as good as they get. But to be fair, the last couple of days, I haven't actually touched this save. I've actually started a new save, which is one that I will be eventually playing offline. As everybody knows, there was some football, a snooker on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, that I was watching. Apparently there's some football going on as well. And I got a real life database. And started managing Manchester United and started by selling every single person in the squad. Because it wouldn't be an FM game if I don't do a save with Manchester United Reds. So, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. Stoke have got Wayne Rooney in, by the way. Gurf and Turf's own. So yeah, that's pretty much it, mate. I'm hoping this rest of this week, I probably won't be on stream. It's been mental this week. I'm also off to Wembley on Sunday to watch the Women's FA Cup final as a guest of the FA again, which is always nice. And then a bit of scouting ready for next year, maybe. Eyes emoji, which leads us nicely onto the feature roulette. But I will be back this week when this pod comes out. So we'll be back to a schedule out on Twitter. And we will be back because the internet is amazing up the sky, nice. Not the Starlink. Okay, yeah, I think that probably moves us over to the spotlight, which we're going to have to be pretty quick if you want to get a quiz in as well, Matt, because I know you've got to go pick up your wife. So unless you just like text her and make her wait. Is it from the airport or the train station?
Cinema.
Oh, she's back now?
She's back from
France.
That's
why you've not been streaming, innit?
That stops the daytime streams for sure, you know.
Yeah, does she go and watch?
I don't even know. I didn't even ask. That shows you. Yeah. Karen. Ghostbusters.
Karen.
Karen. Ghostbusters. I couldn't go because I was recording a podcast. She loves
At
that.
At least she knows who's kind of cool. Yeah. So for any of you that missed it, in episode 349, all the way back to 349, we went through a selection of potential FM25 feature suggestions because Matt didn't really want to write a proper pod. Mm-hmm. So Matt collated these apparently from the FM community, most likely his own head, but that's for another day. He wrote that about himself, by the way.
I was just teeing you up. I'm teeing you up here. And the truth.
That list since expanded, so we thought we would give him another chance at redemption and go through the second half of his FM25 feature roulette list as usual, run the rule over each one and give our official five-star potential stamp of approval or most likely disapproval on each suggestion. What I will say here as well, if you have any fantastic FM25 features that you would love to see, feel free to put them on the SI forums, but also tweet them to us. And then we can discuss them on a later pod. There you go, gents. Content, easy content. We haven't even got to do the fucking work. Right, Matt?
Yes.
Take it away.
Yes. I'm the only one doing the work.
And this will be a factor of however good this feature roulette is to whether me and Dave let you do a quiz or not.
Oh, we're screwed.
I don't want you fucking up two features this week.
There'll be no quiz this year, kids. So the last time we did this, I had a few extras that we didn't get to. And then obviously over the weeks, I've seen a few more things on my travels around the internet. So I thought, hey, let's go back and do another one.
We watch different websites, mate. That's all I'm
definitely.
Saying.
Definitely, and you're not allowed to speak about what you research in your own time. So a few more features, like they wouldn't be giant features, but definitely some substantial changes in game quality, life things, things that might bring more realism, and just making the game continue to be more rounded and more enjoyable. Where shall I start? Here is an interesting one I came across, and this was to do with budgets, and actually something that kind of hit home for me as well, across different saves. So the feature request here would be, or the change would be, to have more flexibility on your budget in terms of, in occasions where you might have an excess of transfer or wage budget, that you can actually use that to spend on other aspects or elements of the club. So for example, when you go and you ask the board to invest in your youth facilities, invest in staff, your youth level, all that kind of stuff, and they say no, that's it, right? And a lot of the saves we do are all about trying to drive those elements of the game. You could be sitting there with 10 million in, or 20 million or even 50 million in your transfer budget, and they still won't do it. So that's one of the things I actually spotted and kind of agreed with, that, you know, yeah, I don't want to spend that money. And, you know, if you think about the Regionair save in my case, right, or if I was to do that at a big club, you could sit there with 150 million, but there's no players you can necessarily buy if you're really limiting on who you can buy. You might want to use that money elsewhere, but you can't in the game. So that's kind of the change, is to be able to move money around a bit better to use it in those other areas where the board continue to say no. Chiefs.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't dislike it.
I think, I would say yes. As long as you've got that money in the club, like for sake I was saying earlier, I'd minus 50 million, but then like a 50 million transfer budget. As long as the money is there in the club, I think that makes sense and it's fine.
Because it's kind of like, you know, you go and you say, hey, you know, can we, I mean, even things like the stadium or whatever, but stuff as rudimentary as let's improve the training facilities. And they say, no, work with what you have. And then you look at your own transfer budget and you might have 20 million there, right? Maybe they need 5. Say, hey, okay, counter proposal, take 5
feel
off my transfer
to take
budget,
it,
use
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It, and yeah, I feel like it would be an easy addition. And it would definitely make sense.
Mm.
We're one
I mean,
for
it
one.
It is how far do you go with it? But yes, I think you're right. I think it's a difficult thing to actually add in, but I do feel that we could have some fun with that.
Yeah, I think.
I also like the fact that you could turn around and they go, nope. You go, use that money instead of me signing a fucking old Andy Carroll for 4 million. Put that 4 million into making that better.
Exactly, yeah. Makes sense. Cool, let's move on. This is one we've talked about before, I think, lads. More visibility on manager and staff attribute evolution and development, both for yourself and your staff. Obviously, you can see a lot with player development, you know, progress bars and how their attributes have evolved, but I don't think we really see it for the manager, you as the manager in-game, and also the staff you have in there as well. And it's a case of being able to track that and obviously do more things that help drive those attributes as well. So in fact, if you have coaches you want to improve, obviously there's badges and all that, but you don't really see, you can't really track over a long-term save. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Obviously you've got the badges and stuff, that's the most obvious way, but I don't think it's hard to visualize how you or
any staff members, including the manager profile, have actually improved.
Mm.
Okay. Duke remains silent. Yeah. He's not bothered.
Yeah, not fast.
Okay,
I think it's a good addition, but I just don't think it's something that's going to be like a headline feature for argument's sake.
Fair. I don't know if many of these will be headline features, to be honest. But obviously, with the game being completely redeveloped, it's hard to visualize what that will look like. Here's one that's an interesting thought. I actually did read this online somewhere. So I think the origin of this is when you're watching a game and you see the camera flick to the manager and the assistant manager or the coach, and they're looking at a tablet that they have parked in front of them in the dugout, that when you're playing a game in Football Manager, that you have something similar, and maybe the assistant manager actually helps, and it's like, rather than having to pause and the whole like looking back through the progress bar is really annoying, that you maybe have your own little tablet version. The game can still be playing while you're playing, and that you can actually, it offers you like a little replay or something a manager suggests, the assistant manager suggests having a look at as the version of what those managers are looking at in real life.
News just in, FM25 now costs £15,000 as you have to get 4 tablets, 18 cameras and a headset installed.
Why not? We spend enough.
I think it's one of them, if it would have to be outside of the game for it to look any decent. Any decent's great English, but like, for it to look good, it can't be on the screen. So you'd have to have it on like your tablet or your iPhone, for example, which...
I hadn't even thought of that. For me, it was an on-screen thing, but I hadn't even thought about doing it.
If it's on screen, you might as well just be busy on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well just click back and watch the rest.
Yeah, I think it's the difficulty of doing that. I read this one and I thought, I'm not sure. It's for the same reasons. Like, you'll have two sets of moving things on screen at least. But I can see the kind of thought process of this is what happens in a real game. But obviously, they're two different things. Okay, let's continue. This is an interesting one for me, and it's kind of like player traits versus player instructions. And the notion here is that you should be able to use more of the traits that are in there should actually be player instructions a lot of the time. So things like comes deep to get the ball, or whatever, tries through balls or winds up opponents, that you could actually use these as instructions rather than having to just have them rely on them as traits for a player. So in the middle of a game, you can actually instruct a player to do something that's actually a trait, because the in-game instructions are a little bit limited.
Yes and no. I see that being a thing, but if that's where you purchase the players with those traits, and that is just a special thing that player does, rather than you trying to instruct them, that's just like a natural thing. So I don't like that 100%. I see where you're coming from, but I think you're trying to instruct somebody to have a natural ability, and that's what
I think.
Their
it's maybe that some
is,
of the things
traits.
That are. I think it's maybe some of the things that are traits probably potentially should be instructions rather than traits. Not all of them, of course, but maybe I think it suggests that some of them should.
Maybe that could be a feature. But you know, when a player's training for a trait, if you instruct them to do it during the game, it can either help them or hinder them in that training as well. So if obviously they've got certain things like. Obviously, we've all player traits. If players have got specific attributes that will help them gain that trait or perform that trait a lot better, like if they've got good finishing and composure or whatever, you say place his shots or whatever. If you ask them to do that during the game or whilst they're training that trait, I think that could be interesting. But
it's an interesting one. Maybe there's just work needed for the traits.
I don't dislike it. I don't look at traits enough. You know, I know we had the podcast about this probably
6 years ago.
It was last couple of years, but I genuinely don't look at them enough. I really need to take more notes.
And it's also hard to know, like, do you benefit from this player having this trait? Unless you are really watching and you're watching the games and long enough highlights to really spot that this player does this frequently. It's a bit of work to connect the trait to the actual output, maybe. So yeah, something to think about there. Okay, we'll do a few more. This is kind of a small one, but is quite realistic. Manager should be able to tell substitutes to warm up before bringing them on, and therefore not doing so may lead to increased injury risk.
No.
As weird as it sounds, I thought of this the other day only because you used to have to do this on FIFA Manager. And I don't know why it randomly popped up into my head.
It's a very small thing, maybe minor, but realism at the same time.
For me, no. If you want to be, you know, ultra, ultra realistic, then yeah, I get it. But nah, for me, nah.
I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well get somebody to sit down and say, okay, this is what you're allowed to eat, this is what you're not allowed to eat. Like, let's do nutrition as well. Like, I just feel it's an added level that doesn't need to be there. I bet you a manager never tells them to go warm up anyway.
Well, I've seen it.
I bet you that doesn't ever happen.
The coach is, you know what, though? Interestingly, and this bit off tangent, when we had Wolves had Bruno Lage, we lost the game and he dug out players for not warming up properly on the touchline.
Okay.
He was like, I don't know if he did, but...
Was it Man United that used to have exercise bikes, or do they still have them on literally on the sideline? I remember seeing
her, the side,
like,
no.
In and around. They used to before, maybe a long time ago.
Maybe. So. Well, we know that... that West Ham have a running track in the back, right?
Yeah.
Don't we, Jay?
Might as well make some use of the
picture now.
Okay, what else do I have here for you, lads? Ability to manage under 21 and under 19 teams?
Too much work,
that's
mate.
That's gone around before.
There is a way you can do that, but it makes it very
I like the progression side of it, but it's too much work.
And some people actually want to do that as your as.
I'm not against that. Obviously, you can do it at international level, but I'm not against that. Mm.
And then I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more. This is one I actually stumbled across as well. Better ability to coach a player to become a staff member, and what kind of staff member they. And you know, this goes back to Andy Carroll being top tier manager, but you know. Obviously, while a player is reaching their heyday or the twilight years of the career, that you could actually shape their future to become an assistant manager or a coach or a scout or whatever.
Can't you do that? I don't mean you can. Obviously, you can send them on leadership courses and coaching courses, but I'm sure there used to be a conversation that you could have with a player and you could say, I think you make a good scout in the future.
I don't remember ever seeing
that. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up. I'm sure I've seen that somewhere.
Again, it's more for the long saves or the sentimental reasons. But I saw it on my travels, and I was like, yeah, why not? Don't see why not. Mm. Again, a lot of these are not revelations of feature requests. Just things I've stumbled across where people have put certain things on the forums or obviously on Twitter and that. And as I said, some of them buried in my own head. So yeah, that's a selection. Keep you thinking about FM25. 6 months maybe left to the day.
Yeah, boy.
They might have won a Champions League by now.
I would have won all four by then, mate. Well, the next four that are missing. Yep.
Okay, interesting. Okay, mad quiz, I guess.
Did I pass the test?
Not really, no. But we need a little bit of filler. 9 minutes, so go on then.
Well, it's down to you.
Well,
if you
I mean, are you going to be late for picking your wife up?
No, we've got time. Checks WhatsApp. Okay, we've got time.
He definitely told us, Dave, he had to leave by 12:30, didn't he?
No, 22, he said. One minute.
Well, you can work together on this one. It might make you get through it a bit quicker. Obviously, on the eve of recording, we've just seen Real Madrid advance to the Champions League final. So it's a Champions
Spoilers.
League
Spoilers. Sorry if you haven't watched it yet.
Sorry if you haven't watched it yet or heard about it 6 days later. Champions League themed quiz, straightforward enough. So the Champions League or the European Cup was rebranded to the Champions League in the 92-93 season. 19 managers have won the Champions League since then. I want to see how many you lads can get through to name them. Obviously, some of them won it more than once. So I'm just looking to see as many of those 19 as you can name in what is now 8 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay.
So Alex.
Correct. Yep. Won it twice.
Ancelotti,
the most Champions Leagues as it stands with 4, potentially 5.
Di Matteo.
Roberto Di Matteo has indeed won one. That is correct.
Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho is on the list. He has won it twice. Took me a minute.
Pep.
Yeah, I was going to say Pep.
Pep Guardiola, 3 times.
Benitez.
Rafa Benitez won Champions League.
Sorry, I'm just reeling off as I know.
Tuchel.
Tommy T. Tuchel.
Who was manager of Bayern when they won it?
Hansi Flick.
Flick has won it once. Yes, with Bayern.
Klopp. Oh, yes.
Jurgen Klopp has won the Champions League once with Liverpool.
And then Zidane.
Zinedine Zidane. 3 back-to-back.
Three in a row.
With Real Madrid. Correct.
Then Real Madrid won it again, which was Ancelotti, but Barcelona won it in between. Luis Enrique.
Enrique won the Champions League title to his name.
I won it the other time. I can't think who won it before 2012. That's 2013.
We would have got most of the modern era ones, eh?
We must be close.
Quite a few of the modern ones, yes.
Del Bosque.
Great shot.
Real Madrid.
Vicente Del Bosque has won it twice. Correct.
I'm just trying to think of the winners.
So you have 7 managers remaining on the list.
Louis van Gaal.
Louis van Gaal has won the Champions League once in that time frame. But can anyone name the club out of interest?
Ajax,
correct. 1995.
It was only because it was in Ten Hag's book.
Robson's not on there, is he?
That'd be too early.
No, not for that time frame, no. We're going 93 onwards. 92-93 season onwards.
I don't know if it was around. I think I've only got... Capello?
Shout.
Fabio Capello in 1994 won the Champions League with?
AC.
Milan.
AC yeah, Milan. Yes, correct. Great shout, dude.
And then the only other one I've got would be Johan Cruyff. And I think Johan Cruyff is not on the list.
Yeah. Nah. Would have predated.
Would it? What? Pre-92? Barcelona won it in 92.
No.
4 days after I was born or so.
It's 93 onwards. 92, 93 sorry. Seasons. Yeah.
I think we've done pretty well there, David.
So we have
one in my head.
Five names remaining. I can throw you a few clues if you like.
Just give us like rough years, Matt, because if there's like one that's fairly modern that we're missing out on.
The most recent... Ooh.
Oh, hang on. Fuck. I can picture his face. Go on, carry on. I can picture his face.
The most recent one that you haven't got was in 2006.
At Barcelona.
At Barcelona.
Oh, fuck, what's his name?
Not Rijkaard, no.
Yes.
Frank Rijkaard.
Frank Rijkaard.
Yes, David.
I thought that, but then I thought...
Face.
Yeah, I thought it was that, face. But then I thought... I didn't know if they'd won it.
Prior to that, okay. The most recent one that you haven't got yet, won the Champions League in 2001.
That was...
2001. Oh, what's the... 2001?
Yes.
That was Bayern Munich again. They went it's us, not, Madrid.
It's not Felix McGath, is it?
It's not Felix McGath.
He's on there, is it?
I just remember what's that fucking bloke called? I'm not going to get this, but he was... I think he was still... Yeah. He was there in the 99.
No, I don't
it went
know.
Us in 99, Real, and then Bayern won it that season. They split Real.
No.
I can't think what his name
correct.
Is.
Correct.
Ex-player as well, or not?
Possibly.
I can describe what he looks like, mate. But
this manager
typical
has,
German old man.
He has two Champions League titles to his name.
I don't know.
With two different clubs. You are on the right track, Dupe, where you were going with the one you mentioned.
Well, he looks like a typical German. He would have won it with another German team before.
Oh, I'm yes. Lo- 90s, I really don't know.
Also managed Switzerland for 6 years. He probably doesn't
I'm
have
not
to
gonna
at
get it mad.
What
Otmar Hitzfeld.
Yeah, I would
again,
not.
Again, I can probably describe what he looks like, but.
No worries at all. Now, we have another manager who has won two Champions League titles. Actually, we skipped this one. One was in 2013.
Oh.
And he also won another one with a different club and a different nation in 1998.
2013?
That's Bayern München. That's the season after Chelsea won it. And then he won it in a different nation.
He actually won it with a different big club in another nation all the way back in 1998.
So he's got to be an older
98
bloke, yeah.
Was the year before 19... That's that before 1999. That was before us. So that would have been Real Madrid. Who's what? Who's managed Real Madrid and Bayern Munich?
Oh. Gus Hiddink.
Fuck me.
It's not Gus Hiddink.
No.
I don't think Gus Hiddink's won the Champions League.
He has had multiple stints at Bayern Munich. Real Madrid obviously was in between, along with multiple other clubs. Including Benfica, Bilbao, ex-player, but probably not renowned for being that ex-player.
Nah, mad. I'm better with
German?
Teams.
Is
yeah,
he German?
German. Yes.
I think Matt said he was German.
I'm going to give it to you. It is Jupp Heynckes.
Yes.
Now, there's one on here I don't think you'll get at all, but the one I do think you'll get is Italian. He won the Champions League in 1996. Is an ex-international manager, I believe, as well.
Lippi.
Marcelo Lippi is correct.
Yeah.
Well done, Dave.
Would have been Juve, yeah. Nice.
And the last one on the list was the first one of this time frame when they won it. He won it with Marseille all the way back in 1993. Fuck. I wouldn't expect you to get this. Raymond Goethals, very out there one as well. But you did well, lads. Yeah. You got an absolute shit ton of them. So,
fair play. Do you know what? I tell you what, I've said it before. World Cups, Euros, and Champions Leagues, I'm really good with like the chronological order of the teams. But
yeah, I was impressed by the knowledge of the years there, but fair play.
Well, to be fair, I actually use them as reference points for when we won it and then when we lost in the finals. But yeah, that's that was tough because I don't think a lot of, are we going to be adding a new one to the list? Ancelotti and who's the Dortmund manager at the moment?
Yeah, it could be a new one. It's your man Eden, whatever his name is.
Interesting. Yeah. It won't be long. It can't be that long till the final now. Is pretty cool. Long. But you'll be pleased to know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that does actually bring episode 352 to a close. You can find the links to each of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com where you can find all of our latest Football Manager content. 5 Star Potential is available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and most of our popular podcast apps and platforms with a new podcast released every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more from us next week. Say goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, gentlemen, ladies as well.